Poster number 5. The period 1801 to the present. After the English Navy burned the entire Danish war fleet, private ship owners were permitted to equip fast ships that could hijack enemy ships. A number of Rømer captains participated in these activities, often with great success. The first picture shows the Danish privateer cutter, Johanne, taking a Russian merchant ship in the Baltic Sea, loaded with English goods. The ship owner and the crew received half the worth of the ship's cargo. Because of the economic crisis, the population of Rømer sunk, as can be seen in the last graph on poster number 4. During the first half of the 1800s, fishery near Iceland, originating from Copenhagen, was still an important profession for sailors from Rømer, as sailors, first mates, and captains. There are only a few ships left sailing to Greenland, up until 1857. Otherwise, captains from Rømer sail mostly from Copenhagen to southern ports. They become known for their speed sailing with fruits and vegetables. Around 1840, Rømer captains again become ship owners, with ships like the Hekla, as shown in picture number 2, which sailed from different Danish ports, but especially from Copenhagen, Flensburg, and Altona. The growth in population all over Europe and improved fertilizing in agriculture means that farming becomes an important commerce, also on Rømer, despite the island's poor soil. Many farmhouses expanded with beautifully decorated facades, as seen on the opposite picture. After the War of 1864, Rømer was incorporated into Prussia. Many sailors and captains relocate to Rømer. Others sail from German harbors. The island's population once again falls drastically, as shown in the last graph on poster number 4. Le Kalk becomes a seaside resort in the late 1800s. The Kaiserhalle, seen on picture on the opposite page, is one of the resort buildings built at this time. The Kaiserhalle is only a limited success. It closes down with the start of the First World War. Rømer once again becomes a part of Denmark in the 1920s. Because of the island's remote location, the budding tourist industry is not furtherly developed. Many farmers on the island's poor soil give up. The building of the causeway from the mainland to Rømer begins in 1938, but is suspended by the outbreak of World War II and the German occupation. The Germans build a number of defense installations on the island. After the end of the war in 1945, work on the causeway is resumed. The causeway opens in 1948, and tourists begin to flock to the island. Rømer flourishes, but this does not cause the population to rise, as it remains at approximately 700. In 1964, a new fishing and ferry harbor is opened. This brings new jobs to the island. It is mostly shrimp and clams that are fished from Rømer.